This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program with the Dougster and Jen Jen, Victoria, Jaybird is here. I don't know. Jaybird, we sort of that. You don't like using your real name of Jessica, right?
Is that a secret? I'm okay if people call me Jessica. Jess, okay. Jesse, Jessica, Jay.
Yeah. So where did the J come from? Is that sort of a radio thing? Kind of
say
a radio thing, right? The J came as sort of a radio thing?
No, that's a childhood nickname. Baby
really?
J was my nickname when I was a little baby.
Who gave you that? Your mother or your father?
Oh, I don't know. I found out when I was like 19 or 20. No, actually older than that. When that people were still calling me that. When my youngest niece said that she wanted to sit on Baby J's lap, meaning me. And that's when I learned that, oh, people are still calling me Baby Jay. But no, in high school, people called me Jay. My husband, we were best friends before we got married. And whenever he would talk about me to people who hadn't met me, they thought I was a dude. Because he talked about his best friend, Jay.
Huh. How about
that?
Been a long isn't that sweet? Think about it. But think about you being best friends. How many people get married to their best friend? It becomes, hopefully, a best friendship as you develop. But would you say, Victoria, that... your husband was your best friend before you married him? As you married him?
No. No, I got some really interesting advice years ago. Don't marry your best friend, marry your biggest fan. And so that became, I mean, I have my best friends from
high
school. That's
sort of weird
in this
business, though.
Yeah. But I am certainly Lewis's biggest fan, and he's mine. So I feel like, that works for us.
That's an interesting
I think it's also healthy to have, like, I don't know. I think it's healthy to have kind of, I don't need him to be everything. He doesn't need to be my husband, my best friend, the person I see the most. Like, he doesn't need to fill all of those boxes. I think it's healthy to have that spread around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody's different. I don't know how I would, as I'm having this conversation, I'm thinking, okay, who are my best friends? And I can count them on one hand.
I think for men, when they friend zone someone, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think there's always some exceptions to the rule, but certainly when things are friend zoned, maybe women too. I don't know.
Mm.
It's tough to get out of there.
Yeah. Well, so Jennifer, when you get down to brass tacks, your fiance, your best friend,
or
your father,
I have never dated you.
Go ahead.
This is true.
No,
but I have never had one of those. Well, actually, yes, I have. Where friendship like turned into something, I think. But I don't. I think it's really cool that it can happen like that. I just think that it can be really hard, too, because you already have personal feelings for that person. You don't want to blow it. You know what I mean?
Well, Victoria hit a rather interesting chord, giving one person that much power over you, if that's how you think about it. And I don't know if a lot of people think it through.
Well, I didn't say it that way. I just said I don't need one person to check all those boxes.
Right. But one person can't give you. That's why monogamy is a difficult concept, I think, for a lot of people, because it's impossible for you to get everything that you need from one person.
And you shouldn't look for that from one person.
Right. Yeah. It's setting yourself up for a fall, because it's impossible. So, but you ought to have what you want one way or another, and that brings me around to this situation, what I want. This is not about friendship. Well, I suppose countries can be friends, right? The United States is friends with most of the European countries and friends with some of the South American countries and friends with some of the Asian countries. But when it comes to China, I'm on this, and I think I need to continue to be on it. I don't feel like I'm beating a drum. I feel like I'm talking about something that may be ultimately in our lifetime the most important relationship that we have, if you will, country to country, people to people, and the chaos. Victoria and I were talking during the Tech Talk segment. Actually, she was reporting on these Chinese hacking groups. And what I said to her, did I say it on the air or off the air? I don't know what made a difference, because I have the same approach whether on the air or off the air, whenever I'm in a store or we're talking about the chaos caused by the Chinese, I am very vocal, and people around me sort of expect it now, people that know me well. But that's what it is. The word is chaos. Think about the chaos that the Chinese Communist government has created in the world in almost every sector that you can think of, whether it's your health, whether it's food, whether it's the websites that we're talking about, whether it's abusing people. Think about the chaos that we have created in the world. I mean, there have been in the past, I suppose, other countries who have done it, but they haven't done it this well and with this much at stake. Am I right with that, with my thought here, or what do you think, ladies? Am I on the right path? This is chaos.
I think in our lifetime, yeah, they've definitely created a ton of chaos.
And go back to the Germans, maybe, right? In World War II, created the last level of chaos that's this global.
Yeah, right. So where does it end is the question. And one wonders where, you know, it can't keep, we can't, this is not sustainable. Doing things the way we're doing them, even though there are a lot of businesses, as you were talking about, Nike want to squeeze the last drop of green blood out of the Chinese workers that they can so that they can put it to their bottom line. At what point do you wake up and put the national interest or the interest of the globe ahead of your own friggin' economic?
I would think
interest.
That Nike has got to be feeling some heat, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you
right.
have to, I haven't heard them say anything or address it, but how could they not? And I know that they make so much money off of the Chinese interest in the NBA, but I don't know. In this day and age where, you know, you can get a group of people together online and we can get Britney out of a conservatorship and we can cancel culture or anybody that, you know, says something we don't like, I don't know why there isn't a bigger focus on Nike. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of focus, you were talking off the air about Jesse Smollett and that trial, which is
weird
bizarre.
Trial.
Mondo Bizarro. So what's the latest there, Victoria? What's where are the pieces? What'd you say, Jen?
I was actually just saying
it's really
Jen
taking a turn.
Yeah, Jen seems to be more on top of this. I'm kind of catching up now, but it's weird. It's very weird.
Yeah, he's a weird dude. But
well,
that means
so
to go to
just
jail.
Just in case you don't remember the story, so he said that he had a late night hankering for a Subway sandwich at 2:00 in the morning, as one does. Mm-hmm. And he went out to Subway, and when he did, he was attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats, and they were yelling, "This is MAGA country. There's not room for your kind," basically making racial and homophobic slurs against Jesse Smollett. Now, keep in mind, this is in Chicago, which is not quite MAGA country, but you know. So he says that happens. They had bleach and a rope, and he like went into like to get help with the rope still around his neck, which other people thought, when you throw that off, like, ugh. But that was his story. Then it was revealed that it was a setup, that he had actually paid these two Nigerian brothers to attack him. One of them was a personal trainer of his, and that this was all trying to get favor because he felt like his career wasn't going well. He had written letters to Fox, the company that runs Empire, the show that he was on, and they didn't give him enough traction, I guess, because he had written letters that had a racist tone, and they didn't do anything about it, so he wanted to get some attention. That was the story. Well, he gets up now, and this trial has been going, and the Nigerian brothers, like, tell the story that I just told you, basically, that he hired them, they did a dry run, they bought the rope using his money, like, the whole deal. And then he gets up on the stand and defends himself, which is this new trend, I guess, people getting up on the stand to defend themselves, which they have a right to do. And he tells a completely different story. He said that he was actually going to gay bathhouses with this one Nigerian guy. They were doing drugs and engaging in sex acts together, and that the other brother didn't like him very much. And telling this story and saying that he was legitimately attacked, his security guard then says, or security detail, I guess the security guard from around there says he did see a person running away from the scene, but then they tried to connect that guy with getting paid off by Smollett. So the story, the drama deepens a bit based
everybody's
on the testimony that came out in the trial.
Yeah, I mean,
they're contradicting
on
each other.
Yeah, complete. It's a 180. They can't agree on anything other than the fact that, you know, like the basics of the whatever the incident. I don't even want to say crime because I don't even know if it was a crime. But somebody's perjuring the crap out of themselves, and I don't know who it is. At this point, we can't figure out if it's the brothers or
lovely.
If it's Jesse Smollett, but it's weird.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. The governor of New York, Katie Hochul.
I always Hochul. Kathy Hochul. Yeah, not Katie. Kathy.
Silent. Anyway, Kathy announcing Hochul. That yeah. Some of the hospitals will be ordered to halt certain elective surgeries because of the surge in COVID-19. Now, is this Delta?
This is Delta.
Is this
Delta.
Omicron?
No. This is Delta. The Omicron has not made an impact. This is 100% Delta. This is because, and I'm in New Jersey. I'm an hour outside of New York City. So everybody I know, with the exception of my husband, is now commuting back into the city. So that's been causing a surge. Then we just had Thanksgiving. And so now we're a couple weeks after Thanksgiving. We were expecting this. New Jersey and New York, huge surges. And so now they're going to have to. Hospitals were overwhelmed in New York during the first wave of all of this. So they're going to selectively, they're going to handpick certain hospitals, and they're going to start limiting elective surgery.
Do you know how bad that is for people? I mean, this has happened in California, and it is taking people still till now to catch up on their health care and into the new year. I don't know. I think you have to really tread lightly on stuff like this.
Yeah, that's a really good point. This time around, Kathy Hochul has said that they're looking at specific procedures. So if you want a cosmetic nose job, you're at the back of the line. But if you need to have a cancerous tumor removed, whether it's considered elective or not,
isn't that common sense?
Still... Well, yeah, and that's
yeah,
but not what happened
the first time around.
That's not what happened the first time around. In New Jersey, where I am, Governor Murphy had a malignant tumor removed last year, and he was told at first that he couldn't have it done because that was elective. Sure. And he was like, wait, that was news to me that a malignant tumor is elective surgery.
Yeah.
So they're going to take it really, yeah, well, the insurance companies. So they're going to take it really carefully, I think, especially in New Jersey because of what he's been through. And so, but I think Kathy Hochul is on that same path. But, yeah, it's a mess.
Who's the thought there? All right, don't forget about our Zodiac Magic podcast. This is exclusive material, podcast only, that I do every week for the week, the astrological impact of each day. And we also have a fellow named Mark Marshall on the current Zodiac Magic. He's a medical and stage hypnotist, and we talk to him about how that all works and fits together. Also with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and her focus on hypnotism. So you can hear that. Check it out every week. See how the stars impact your life on Zodiac Magic Podcast, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three after the hour now here on the DJV program, and if you are a follower of fashion, a faithful follower of fashion, you know that at this point in each hour, we turn Jay loose to talk about some of the trending, you know, everything is trending, everything is, you know, on the top of mind, but this is juicy stuff about some of the best-known names in the world. Is that redundant, best-known names? Best-known, most, yeah, okay, anyway. So, on the top of the list right now, Jay, is Betty White. Betty White is 98 years
99.
Old.
99. She's going to be 100 in January.
Yeah.
January.
January
17th.
Yeah. Yep. She is a national treasure.
Yeah, but she's beginning to look it now. She's beginning to look it. Jesus.
She's at 100? Oh, my God.
She has credited her beautiful youth and longevity to vodka and hot dogs.
Right.
And I'll jump in here, also having pets constantly and never having children. This is my Betty White plan. I am on the Betty White plan.
On the Betty White. So you're having vodka? Well, I know you like to drink vodka.
I love my vodka martinis like she does. I love my rescue dogs. And I don't want kids.
What about hot dogs?
No. Like, no, that's the only thing I don't do.
And I make it that day.
That's where the line is.
Deep, Victoria, come on.
Yeah, that's it. All beef hot dogs. Okay, so Betty White is a national treasure of use, as you've suggested. So what's the focus now? What is she going? What do you, if you're someone who's into Betty White and you go to the website, what happens?
Yeah, get $1,000 for binge-watching Betty White's work. This is like a dream job for so many people, and one lucky winner will get to do this. And what you do is you have to submit, and they said the I'm speaking of is the Insurer Choice Mutual. They will pay the winner of this contest $1,000 to watch 10 hours of Betty White's work within a 24-hour period, and you have to document the experience on social media.
I do this
every just
Sunday.
Did this. I just did this on Sunday. I know. I totally did 10 hours of
table,
hot
guys.
In Cleveland. I am. I'm leaving money on the table. This is crazy.
You should get in on this. You should totally apply. You just
so how do you apply?
Your favorite Betty White role. You talk about your favorite Betty White role, the favorite things about her as an actor, and then again, extra points given to any candidates who include a video explaining why they love the actor, not just typing things out. You go to website for Insurer Choice Mutual.
Did you know that they're doing a Golden Girls Con? They're doing a Golden Con next year, and I think
it's in Chicago,
like
right?
Need to go. Yeah, I think I need to go.
This is amazing. They should
so
have
she's
it.
The only one who's still alive.
Free cheesecake for everybody.
One?
Yeah, she's the only one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still
she still has voice acting gigs. I mean, obviously during the pandemic, her rep said that, you know, she was, you know, staying in her close little pod with her family and friends. But, yeah, I mean, she's got voiceover gigs lined up. So she's still voicing movie characters, which is amazing.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. So, again, you go to the website for Insurer Choice Mutual. Is that insurerchoicemutual.com? What is the...
Yeah, you go to choicemutual.com/Betty-White-Dream-Job. Just
who's
go to choicemutual.com and figure it out.
Why don't you post all that on our social media so that people can see it?
Okay, but only only under the condition that we get a finder's fee if you are selected for that $1,000.
Okay, there
and
you go.
And we get to come binge watch with you.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, in the food department, Hidden Valley Ranch. Who used to do the voiceovers for that? It was a famous actress that used to do the Hidden Valley Ranch spots. All right, so Hidden Valley Ranch has eggnog now. Is that
apparently, like yeah, the only thing grosser than regular eggnog is now ranch nog, Hidden Valley's ranch. And people have tried it, and they are loving it so much so
really?
That the real ranch dressing mixed eggnog stuff that you could get on the Hidden Valley
so
shop
you put this eggnog
is completely
on salad?
Sold out.
Is this salad stuff?
No,
it's a drink.
It's eggnog. It's eggnog, but it's with ranch dressing.
I'm into it. I'm into
mezcal, rosemary, ranch dressing mix.
Wait, Jen, you're into this? Really?
I love eggnog. I love eggnog.
No.
Like one or two.
Ranch?
Eggnog is horrible.
Not ranch.
It's only good for dipping really bad pizza.
I'll skip the ranch, but I'll take the eggnog.
I'll take the
or eat them together, but separate.
Drink some apple juice. 28 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Cities across the United States are increasingly seeing their communities impacted by gentrification. While it can often increase the economic value of a neighborhood, it creates concerns for local governments across the country. That's why IBM partnered with the Urban Institute, a nonprofit research organization, to develop a new method for using AI to evaluate the latest urban data and predict neighborhood change. IBM's chief AI officer, Seth Dobrin,
measuring neighborhood change as it occurs is critical for enabling timely policy action that encourages inclusive urban growth. The IBM Data Science and AI Elite Team, along with the Urban Institute, develop models that empower the field to use data to provide a near real-time assessment of neighborhood change for communities. IBM will continue to help nonprofit organizations accelerate their mission with data science and AI.
For more information, please visit IBM.com.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has you covered with custom packing materials, shipping supplies, and services for your business and holiday shipping. Now buy two, get one free on select premium shipping supplies. Plus get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Supplies offer ends 12/19/21. UPS offer ends 1/1/22. In store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's mandate for federal contractor employees to be vaccinated will be halted nationwide amid lawsuits from several states that say the president overstepped his authority in demanding the COVID-19 shots. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
The reason that we proposed these requirements is that we know they work and we are confident in our ability legally to make these happen across the country.
The mandate was set to take effect January 4th, affecting roughly a quarter of the U.S. workforce. The House on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a $768 billion defense bill after lawmakers dropped proposals that would have required women to register for the draft, repealed the 2002 authorization of the Iraq War, and imposed sanctions for a Russia gas pipeline. Instead, the measure provides significant increases for initiatives intended to counter China and bolster Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As the Biden administration announced it will be diplomatically boycotting the Winter Olympics in China, Chinese media announced no one cares if politicians don't show up. The human rights offenses in China are documented and atrocious. Republican Senator Rick Scott with the Armed Services Committee says money over principles is a bad direction for a freedom-loving nation.
Whether it's the NBA or whether it's Nike or whether it's Delta, they're all focused on how they make more money. You know, heck with human rights. Now, they would like to get, you know, their rights, and they want to criticize everything that happens in this country. But God forbid they do anything that would impact their ability to make a profit. So now, by the way, the Biden administration, what a joke. I mean, this is the bare minimum to say they're not going to send diplomats. They need to be clear. These Olympics should never be held in China. They should be moved. They should have been doing this the entire time they've been in office. Now, look, we're giving communist China, let's remember that. We're giving the Communist Party of China a platform. We're the NBA, all these people, they say, oh, yeah, you can have a platform. They're going to change. They're never going to change. The Xi has made a decision. He wants to do everything he can to take away every American's human rights. They want to take all of our rights away, all of our jobs away. They want to build a military to defeat us. We start standing up or we're going to start learning Mandarin.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Jay, and Victoria. I think I said earlier, I always liked the slogan from my old days, the moldy oldie days as a disc jockey, at your service and on your side, because we really are in your little box or wherever you, say to Alexa, go to, how much trouble am I going to create by saying right now? Alexa, turn on the DJV show and see what happens. How do you like them apples? All right, so there is a focus on Omicron, even though there is the new focus is Omicron. I think we agree on that, and what the experts are saying is confusing. And then we have the Delta, which seems to be creating a bit of havoc because of Thanksgiving. It'll happen again at Christmas. They have the big surge. And what do they call it when there's a whole bunch of people that get it? What's the term that gets used? For
a surge.
No,
spike
and
quick cases.
No. There's another. It's a spreader, right? Well, the big.
A super spreader?
Super spreader. That's it. Right, exactly. All right. So we kind of know what Delta is. Get the shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or don't, but at least you kind of know what you're dealing with. But with Omicron, I don't think people figure yet what's going on. So I'm going to ask Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'm going to ask Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on our DJV health experiences that we have, to tell us about, even though Jack doesn't believe in having shots and, you know, masks and stuff. But he still is going to know what the story is from his perspective on Omicron, because I don't think people know. We hear that it's contagious. Okay, so is it more contagious than the earlier variants?
Like from what we know so far is that I think they said it's at least three times more contagious than Delta, but the early results so far, I mean, this is going to take a while for them to study and really know what's up with this thing, but the early results seem to show that when you do get it, it is a milder group of symptoms.
It's like a cold.
It's actually in part of the way that it replicates what a cold looks like, actually, when you look at it under the microscope. But the thing that is troubling is that more of our elected officials are saying, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Which is great against Delta.
Do anything for this stuff.
But it's not doing much for Omicron at all.
Zero.
No.
But
well, we don't know that
yet.
That's part of the study that has not. That is, there aren't conclusions about that yet. The only thing that I've seen so far.
In South Africa, they're saying that 50.
The Israeli doctors, the South African
50,
doctors
50.
Say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while before we know that. But
well, that may be.
Which is whatever's being reported now.
Yeah. I'm just talking about how. Whether we should get all worked up about it, because you know how I am anti-fear-based thinking. And all of this stuff that's happened in the past year and a half, almost 2 years now, has been all about fear. And it has propelled the world into darkness, into a chaotic situation, once again, thanks to the Chinese government. So, in this circumstance, is it more severe? I'm coming down on no, it's not. It is not. It's a cold.
I think you also have to worry about, like, what's actually in front of you. Delta is still 99 point something of all the cases. Delta right now is blowing up around the country again. And so I'm far more concerned about Delta crippling, you know, businesses and the economy again than Omicron. You know,
I think that's not going to happen. It doesn't make any difference. The public will not stand for another shutdown. They just won't.
I hope that that's true.
I don't see that in the cards at all. And I don't see that the thing is that this is a blowover. This is a serious thing now, but it blows over faster than the first time around because we know how to deal with it, frankly. That's part of it. You know how our systems, the immune system that we have, has been now sort of, with most people, I hope, prepared, whether you got a shot or whether you're eating better, taking a better, the things that Jack suggested in terms of supplements to build up your immune system, whatever you're doing, people are more conscious of it and are taking better care, I think, in the main. Maybe not everybody, but generally speaking, people are more tooled up for getting their immune system, you know, to protect themselves. And that's really what it's about. That's what the immune system is all about in the first place. Whether you help it with a shot or whether you do it with eating the right foods and supplements and that sort of thing. So I don't, you know, but it's the worry and the fear and the people coming, you know, down with this stuff. I hope that it wanes. I think it does wane. But the question now also is whether or not the test that has been given for Delta or whatever the COVID variant, is that going to work for Omicron as well? And do you even need a test? There's nothing that I can see anyway here that's detrimental about getting Omicron, other than you're going to feel like you got a cold.
Well, we don't know about, some of the things, if you're not vaccinated, some of the things that we don't know about yet are the long term, like the long haul COVID. That's the kind of stuff. I mean, for me personally, if I'm vaxxed and boosted, if I get COVID now that I'm vaxxed and boosted, the chances of me having long COVID symptoms are cut almost down to nothing. But if you're not vaxxed and boosted, you can still get Delta and you can get all the horrible long COVID stuff that we've had friends and family members go through. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. So don't want to get and don't want any loved ones to get.
I mean, look, COVID is real. I've had it. Family's had it. Mom was hospitalized. Say it over and over again. But the point is that typically the most severe cases. Yes, they happen, but that's not the norm. Most people treat at home. And I think what, Doug, you talk about with the fear-mongering is that there has been a concerted effort to make people think that once you get COVID that you are going to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
And that's mostly not true. It's like 1%, and I'm being generous, of people die from this. I mean, that is a pretty low mortality rate.
Well, but it's not having that information that has created the chaos, Jennifer.
Right. I'm not saying to be stupid, but, like, we have to not scare the hell out of each other anymore. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, not scare each other, and also not condemn each other for a difference of opinions.
1,000%.
Yeah, that is something that I find compelling, the intolerance that some people have. If you don't want to get a shot, fine. If you think there's a better way of taking care of you, that's great. But to take shots at other people because they're getting shots, that's up to them. It's not really up to you anyway. It's none of your business whether people, you know, maybe you can criticize someone for either not wearing a mask or wearing a mask or whatever. I don't know. I think that's a specious argument. If you don't want to do it, it just seems somewhat selfish.
It's more of an argument because that's on the outside of your body. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. To be honest, I'm not not to be honest, everybody knows. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you that the masks work, and I can't tell you that they don't work. I believe that the mask maybe helps a little bit. I don't think that they stop everything. There was a very funny meme that said...
53%, right?
There's a funny meme that said... Yeah, I mean, I think the N95s are very effective, but
there was
a meme that was so funny that said, you know, this was a weaponized virus released from a lab in China. It's not going to be stopped by your mom's homemade cheetah mask. You know what I mean? Like,
the kind of mask you wear is a big
difference. Right. Yeah.
True.
So, that being said, at least it's on the outside of your body. So if somebody says, hey, you have to wear a mask to fly, do I like that? I don't really like that, but it's on the outside of your body. When you're talking about stuff that people have to put inside their body and you don't know their circumstances, that's a whole different deal. And people need to make the best decision for themselves because that's not reversible.
One of the things that I think is interesting to look at some of the cities and what they're doing, you New York City has implemented a vaccine mandate for all private employers. So what's that going to do for people? I don't know how
and
they get away with it.
Kids over five, by the way, if they want to go anywhere.
Say that again, Jennifer?
Kids over five, if they want to go to eat inside or go to a gym or anything, any kid over five has to also be vaccinated.
I can't imagine that hasn't been challenged.
Well, it just happened.
Private.
Look, kids have to be vaccinated to go to school in New York City.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all the private employers who have been told by the city of New York, you better get everybody vaccinated or else.
Seems like a huge overshare.
I'm sure someone will challenge that.
And, by the way, at the federal level, I mean, because this is kind of replicates Joe Biden, and it surprises me that New York chose to do it when seeing all the legal challenges against Biden's order, which is that any company over 100 employees has to have a vaccine mandate in place. That's not going anywhere. That got shut down in courts because they have no one who can enforce it because it's not OSHA's, it's not in their purview to enforce that. So then who does? And so maybe New York has a better answer to that because it's smaller, but who's going to go door-to-door asking businesses?
If I were running a business in New York and somebody said I had to have a vaccine mandate for my employers, I'd take them to court. I would just say,
well, you made sure everyone on your farm was vaccinated. They didn't have a choice.
Sure they did. I didn't have
you
to
drove. You told us you drove the ball.
I did, but I said to them,
you said, all right, everybody, let's go. We're all getting shots.
Yeah. Right, but they could say, no, I don't want to get a shot. They didn't. Matter of fact, they got the second one, and now thank you for reminding me. I need to get them in the line for the third queue. Well, you know. All right. I know you find it very amusing. Hardy, 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 hardy. Okay. Taco night in space. We're going to get to that in a matter of moments. Don't forget, speaking of Jack, about our podcast, the DGV Health Podcast, Jack Stockwell has a separate. You got a couple of different podcasts, one at his ForbiddenDoctor.com, and then there's one that we do at DGVHealthShow.com. Most recent one answers the question, do you know that the joint that your head sits on is the floppiest or most vulnerable joint in your body? Did you know that?
Mine hurts
explains.
Like it is.
Yeah, all right. Well, he's a nooker chiropractor, so he's in on all of that stuff. We talk about the brain and how it works, and if you're not properly adjusted, do you lose your hearing and There's all kinds of risks of stroke. Then it's really pretty compelling stuff. Every single week, check it out. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen. Listen to the podcast at djbhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
All right, 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. When you're focused on Christmas, you're likely to be a big holiday shopper. That's what a late survey shows. The more time you spend listening to the radio and talking with your friends about the holidays, the more you spend. I think that's kind of interesting. All right, so Black Friday, Thanksgiving. Did you know that up on the International Space Station, they had a special taco night to celebrate their second successful chili pepper harvest? This is straight out of the Martian. They're growing stuff in the space station. So they picked chili peppers, and they made... they have all the rest of the ingredients, obviously, up there, right?
I think the rest of it's ships. Probably freeze-dried.
Yeah, right.
Like, well, they, I mean, frozen beef, freeze, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But growing fresh produce is, you know, I think they've done radishes and some lettuce. That's a really big deal. And they're going to send it back down to analyze it here on Earth and see how it reacts to our atmosphere. But I think it's pretty cool that they can grow stuff in space. It's amazing.
The lights, they use the same lights they use to grow marijuana and stuff, those really bright lights. That's what they have up there. 26 chili peppers from 4 plants. So this is the experiment that broke the record for feeding the most astronauts from a space-grown crop.
That's really cool.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of fun to see that
sort of
stuff.
It tastes like the best chili peppers they've ever had, too, because they had to work for them.
It's like that thing, Lettuce Grow, that I used to talk about all the time, that the stand. You still have yours, Jennifer, right?
I still have mine, yeah.
Yeah, all right. You can grow lettuce up there. They've grown some flowers up there, I guess radishes as well. And they don't have to use the poop from their own space people like what's-his-face did. Matt Damon, yeah. All right, 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour on the DJV program, one of the constants in my life is my focus on things that are out of this world. Some people call it supernatural. Some people call it irrelevant. Some people call it the occult. I don't call it any of those things, and I don't know why we need to have a label on things. When it comes down to help, I'm all about help. I think we're all here to help. And one of the best ways to get help I have found in terms of my mental health and well-being is to find a good psychic. And I have found a good psychic, and she's been on the air with me doing various things, chores, I might say, Mary. Mary is known as the Psychic Scout. Mary O'Malley is her name. She practices from her home in California, but people get a hold of her mostly do readings. I think during COVID, most of your readings were either Zoom or on the phone, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to inspiring people to do this or getting people inspired, I think that it's up to me to get you enthused about what's going on and up to Mary to tell you stories about the successes that she has and what it is that makes someone a successful psychic and how do you have a successful reading. How do you, if you want to see a psychic, go about getting in touch and actually organizing your thoughts? I remember reading once that Mahatma Gandhi has said everybody should learn to cook a few good, healthy dishes. I think everybody should study a little bit of, we study psychology and psychic things. They're not necessarily one and the same, but they can be connected, right? Psychology, part of helping people with psychic readings is to deal with whatever psychological issues they may have. Is that a fair statement?
Well, not so much deal with as kind of bring out to the light
So, you know, if a person's having trouble connecting with, prospective mate, mm-hmm. sometimes the spirit will say, you know, there's something from the past that's keeping you from being open and trusting. And so things like that help people to know what is the next step for them to move forward. Because, you know, if we're not connecting with something, it's usually because there's something going on inside of us. And so spirit's really good about bringing those things to the light.
I got a kick out of something. Yeah, what did Merv, you remember Merv Griffin? Who had a talk
Stop
host.
Dating he was, us.
He was, I know. Well, it's okay. I think many, well, people, he has relevance today because he was the creator, if you was going to say inventor, the creator of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And those are the mm-hmm. two still most popular game shows. While he was alive, he was one of the richest men in Hollywood. He was a billionaire because he'd created these shows. And they were so popular and still are. His family, you know, there's nobody in his family and his extended family ever have to do another thing in their lives because of the ongoing production of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. So Griffin was asked what he needs in life. And he said, well, I don't need money, but I need to know what will happen. That's why I have a good psychic. I believe that helps me accomplish things every day. I got friendly with a psychic. And so, you know, he says most of the people he knows in entertainment are self-indulged and they don't, you know, they're not much fun to talk to. But he says, good psychic, very helpful. So, I mean, I think that that's true with those of us who find it helpful. And my mission here is to have people know, not necessarily about what I do, but what I found is helpful. And certainly you are, and certainly what you do is helpful. And it's different for everybody. It's different than astrology in that you can deal with individuals, right? In the individual problem, whereas astrology kind of takes from the universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, astrology, I think, gives a bigger overall view.
Mm-hmm.
And with psychic work, it's I think, more pointed, more to the point.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. So if you would like some help from Mary O'Malley, then go to psychicscout.com, psychicscout.com, or you can call her at 800-341-9609. I know a lot of people, maybe you got New Year's resolution to find out more about yourself and have a better life next year. Spend an hour or two with Mary, and I think that'll go a long way to helping you out. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com, 800-341-9609. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.